Chinatown and Block 33 and how we're never seeing any good designs. And so I was talking to James Buckley, just because he's everywhere these days. And I said, how could we possibly do like a design studio where it's a design studio and the assignment is residential infill or something in Japantown, Chinatown, and have students spend a whole design studio talking about what is appropriate design, taking the design guidelines, applying them, and having the landmark, the commission involved. I mean, going to the crits or going into the studio to talk about it. And how exciting would that be? And then I was take it a step further and have like, maybe what there could be a class that's looking at the kind of the demographic of that, maybe like a real estate class, like looking at kind of the financial components of a design project there. I mean, I mentioned it to him and he was like, yeah, I'd be open to that. I mean, it would involve architecture, not just the preservation. So that it gets a little more complicated. But my God.
What? Are you saying context is part of architecture?
Well, that's the problem. So I don't know if they'd be open to that because they'd be limited by their design vision.
Well, they have
done, the existing buildings.
They have done studios about adaptive reuse.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an economics class in preservation that might can be connected to that studio, so it might be possible. I'm just not saying that it's not, but I know they have resources and just need to coordinate, and I think so.
I mean, I think it'd be a wonderful way to reach out and also to start talking about what are we looking for? How can we do it? Is it possible? Because we're not seeing anything close to it.
And what could be fun is that they can bring their project here and we review it as the Wubu Design.
Yeah, we've had that,
that
before.
Cool. No, wouldn't it? Then we wouldn't have to go there.
We had planning students come here and present proposals that were based in East Portland, Grand Avenue Historic District before. So we can do that again.
Yeah. So I'm happy to spearhead this. I mean, he was, like I said, it's not as easy as just Jim saying, yeah, sure, that sounds great. I mean, you've worked with them, so you know maybe a little bit more. But, I mean, you guys did purely planning, which seemed easier. I'm sure it wasn't easy, even that. But he said he'd mention it to whoever the head of the architecture program, and I didn't want to offer up anything without asking you guys, but I wanted to check in with them. Would that even be possible?
That would be fun.
And it may not be something that happens in the next couple months, but maybe one of the semesters we can do something, and wouldn't that be really fun to have the opportunity to really talk about these issues? I mean,
it's like moot court.
It'd be great.
You guys might remember, too, the professor that brought his class in to actually present their projects to us, and so that might be a way actually to... to give the class some experiences, to actually have them come in and present. Do you remember the site over in
this Burnside
Bridgehead? Was that Henry Kanowski?
Yeah, he's probably
that's
the
neat.
One.
Yeah.
No, so I don't think it was Henry.
No, but it was somebody else.
Because that was a while back.
But they took that Bridgehead site and looked at like three or four different analysis of it. How would we approach this as a on the east side of the across the street from the one we approved, I think, in that. Or
fair-haired Dumbo.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, it was at Morrison Bridgehead.
In addition to the project, to give the class some experience and what it might be like to come present it. I don't know. Yeah. So
I think that'd be a great idea.
Might be an incentive for them to take it on.
Definitely. And it's such right now it's such a hot spot and hot topic to kind of give it a... It seems to me that even if it's a little boring having to do because I'm not talking adaptive reuse. I'm talking about a brand new, a tower, but, how do we do it?
It fails with the context and everything.
Exactly.
It's connected with the guidelines. I mean, any of the projects that we have here all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, if you guys are up for it, I'll spearhead it and just sort of get the ball. It might be a slow moving ball, but.
Cool. Right.
I'll do it.
It'd be interesting if they had senior or, final thesis projects that involved both architecture, design, and feasibility studies at the end of the year.
And then we could maybe publicize it and start talking about what was important, why did it work, what were the economics of it, if that's a component of the whole thing.
Well, that's a great idea.
Great.
We can add that to our list of aspirational things. Don't we usually have a list of aspirational things in our State of the City? Mm-hmm. We could say these are the things that we have planned for.
Don't talk when you're off mic looking at samples. Aspirational goal.
Sounds like a personal problem to me. But don't we usually have like a list of this is what we're going to do next year?
maybe we can say, you know, one idea that we thought of was this, I call it a moot court for architects,
mm-hmm.
right? Design studio. Is that what it's called? Design studio?
Yeah.
Thanks for doing all the...
I'll work on this some more, yeah. and I'll send it out to you guys.
I could use a little inspiration, so send them on.
Yeah. There's some folks doing... I mean, and it's weird because I don't know if it was like this bicentennial, but like you looked a lot of like surveying work done in the late 70s, mid 70s, 80s, and then it didn't seem like anything happened in a lot of these places for
till like the
two
90s.
Decades or till the 90s, and then now it's sort of like now all of a sudden people are starting to, or it seemed like there were a lot of like 2016, 2017 surveys. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's basically, when I was at Chippo, we would look at the inventory forms basically outside of Portland. They were mostly done by Stephen Dow Beckham. So that's when you know that was the survey was done in the 70s.
Yeah.
So Portland just had a different set of people working on them. So, anyway. All right. Anything else? All right. Thank you very much, everyone. And meeting adjourned.